pretty
high.
It's like,
ah. Amina, Vanessa, Steven, tungeane mikono. Ushuhuda wangu ni huu. Kwanza namshukuru sana.
I want to hear it in English.
Thank God for the word of God that have been preached by
Pastor.
I thank God because I have realized my authority in the name of the Lord. So I've come to realize that I have a big authority that God has given us. And I thank God yesterday I was the Holy Spirit. So I drank from the small one up to the big cup and I was all drunk. So can you tell your neighbor, did you drink a lot yesterday? So God bless you if you drank like me with a big cup. You will not remain the same.
Hallelujah. Tumesikia shuhuda nyingi ambazo Kristo ametenda na ndivyo tulikuwa tunataka. Sivyo wapendwa? Hata mimi nimejifunza kitu. Zamani sio huku lakini huko kwetu Msaginya. Watu walikuwa wakitoa sadaka wanaingiza na mkono wanachukua change. Na nilikuwa nachukizwa sana na hiyo hali kwa sababu ni tabia ya kibuni lakini niko kanisani. Lakini nashukuru Karoge umepona mchukui change. Mtu akitoa sadaka anatoa ile aliyotoka nyumbani amempagia nani? Mungu. Hebu jishangilie mwenyewe. Yaani hiyo hali kuona haipo Kanoge ni jambo la ajabu sana. Si hali ya uzima wa kiroho hiyo hata kidogo. Wana fedha si za Mungu jamani eh? Lakini mtu eti hana hata aibu anakuja anaweka kwenye chombo. Alafu anajichukulia na chenji yake. Nimekuta na Singida vitu kama hivyo. Lakini Kanoge kama Mungu ametuponya. Jamani hebu muinulie Bwana utukufu. Kwa hiyo tuna imani kabisa watu wa Kanoge wataendelea vizuri. Mtu atakuwa anatoka nyumbani amechukua chenji yake, anajua 1000 ni ya Bwana kiweka amemaliza. Sio jamani eh?
Ndio.
Wangapi tumekubaliana? Ili ibaki tu kule Msaginya, si ndio jamani eh? Hiyo mambo ya baki Msaginya lakini Kanoge tumeifuta kwa jina la Yesu. Amen.
Amen.
Basi ninashukuru Mungu sana. Pengine Absalom na shuhuda. Basi tunaweza kusimama, tumabudu Mungu. Ili niweze kumleta mtumishi wa Mungu
Tony. Stand up and watch for
us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nataka tumwimbie Bwana. Tuchangamke katika uwepo wa Mungu. Mwambie jirani yako uko tayari?
Tayari.
Alafu mwambie Bwana niko tayari Bwana.
should turn over to check someone.
Yeah. Find somebody to use that. Asante Buana. We love you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We honor you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for changing us. Thank you for revealing yourself to us. Thank you for gifting us with all that we need. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for life. Thank you for your kingdom. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We trust. We believe. We rest in you and in your desire for our lives. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
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 How many of you were here last night? Okay.
Sawa.
All right. Put your cup up.
Haya. Hebu andaa kikombe chako.
Why put your cup up?
Andaa kikombe chako.
We drink of the spirit.
Tunataka kunywa roho mtakatifu.
Put your cup up.
Andaa kikombe chako. Shika kikombe chako.
Ah, look.
Aha,
okay. Okay.
Sawa, sawa. Haya, kunywa, kunywa.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There was a little boy up in the tree. Is that little boy here? Earlier, there's a little boy up in the tree. Is he here? We didn't scare him away, did we? I want to tell you about him. Jesus said this. Unless you become as a child, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. Unless you become as a child, you cannot operate in the kingdom of heaven. If you tell a child, you can get up in the tree and you can jump off, the child will do it. A child will get up in the tree and jump off. If you tell a big person, oh, get up in the tree and you jump off, the big person says, oh no, I can't do that. Jesus knew that living long in this world, the traditions of the world, the ways of the world would harden our heart to the simplicity of the gospel. Just simply trusting in Jesus. Jesus knew. The older we get, the harder it is to simply believe. To simply believe. The apostle wrote to the Corinthian church. And he said this. I fear that somehow your minds have been corrupted from the simplicity of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He said, something's happened to you. You don't understand how easy it is. You've forgotten how you came to Christ. Just, I believe. Jesus, you died for me. I believe. Jesus, you gave your life for me. I believe. Jesus, you have a new life for me. I believe. I receive. It's so simple. Everything in the kingdom is so simple. Become like a child. Trust in the Spirit of God who is in you. When you read the Word, what I do, I say, Holy Spirit, I read the Word, I hear the Word, now I trust you to live that Word through me. As I walk, I trust it is you walking in me and through me. As I speak, I trust it is you speaking through me. Our life is about faith in Him who is now living in us. You are a son. You are a daughter of God. That's no small thing. All of heaven is watching. All the angels are waiting. Son of God, daughter of God, speak. Son of God, daughter of God, touch them with the power of God. All of heaven is waiting for us to know, to know, to believe, to believe who you are, who God made you to be. This world says, and the religious church says, you must do many things. You must learn much before God will use you. That's not true. The day that you become born again, the day that you receive salvation, the Bible says that you are now seated in heaven. Your new spirit is seated in Christ in heaven. The day you are born again, you have more authority than every demon in the entire world. You don't even know the words yet. And God declares you have more authority. God declares you have more authority than any demon. Because you're a new creation. You're born in heaven. Do you know your spirit, the real you? What you're looking at here? This is, you're not looking at Tony. Tony's on the inside. The real spirit man, Tony, is on the inside. This is my vehicle. This is how I get around. This is not me. I'm on the inside. I'm a spirit man. You born again ones, you are living inside this. This is your vehicle. This is not you. You were born in heaven. You're a spirit person. Right now, you're seated with Jesus. And you're also right here inside. You are in two places right now. Every one of you who are born again are in two places right now. You're seated with Jesus, sitting next to the Father in heaven, and you're in this body, made one with the Holy Spirit. Your spirit and the Holy Spirit are one. Your spirit is holy. Your spirit was created holy. Religion says, oh, you're not holy. Look at the things you do. Look at the things you do. We are not holy because of what we do. Your spirit is holy because you were created that way in heaven. Your spirit is holy because you were created that way. God made you holy. He declared you righteous. You are the righteousness of God. You have been made to be right. I say you, it's your spirit person. You say, I just can't believe that. Why? That's what God says. It's not what other people say. It's not what you feel. We do not live by feelings. We live by the Word of God. I have some absolutely awesome news for you. You heard me read that scripture in Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Do not be conformed to the world. Don't be like everybody who doesn't know God. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may be able to demonstrate to people who don't know what Jesus looks like, that you may be able to prove and demonstrate the perfect will of God. Now listen, the Spirit of God is in you. In order for Him to come out, in order for your spirit to come out, must go through your soul. You are a spirit person who has a soul, has a mind, will, and emotions, and who lives in a body. While we are on this earth, we live in this body. When someone dies, who dies? When a believer dies, what happens? It's the body that dies. The body is not you. It's just your vehicle here on earth. The real you, the spirit person, when the body dies, comes out. Comes right out. And goes to be with the Lord. You are a spirit person. The only way to know what your spirit is like is to know what the Word of God says about your spirit. The Word of God says your spirit cannot sin. Oh, your body can sin. Your soul, your mind can sin. You can think about ungodly things, but your spirit, the real you, 1 John chapter 3 says, cannot sin. You have the pure seed of God within your spirit. You were created to be holy. You were created to be powerful. You were created in heaven to be strong and mighty in the Lord. Come on. Come on, let's become like a little child. And let us begin to believe. Not what we feel. Not what people say, but what the Word says. Okay, so if your spirit has to go through your soul, and your mind is not renewed yet, you're a brand new believer, and you don't know the Word of God yet, what is God going to do? Does that mean you can't minister? Does that mean you can't pray for people? What does that mean? In Hebrews it says this. Oh, this so great salvation that we have been given. God has made a way through the Holy Ghost to give a brand new believer, before we understand the word, the supernatural ability to be able to do the same things as Jesus. Whoa.
Wow.
How does that happen? How does it happen? God is growing us up so that our spirit and the Holy Spirit can just flow through us. Everywhere we go. You walk down the street just like Peter. He walked down the street and they had all the sick people all lined up. Peter walked down the street. He's not even saying anything. The Spirit of God. And all the people are getting healed. He's not even speaking. How does that happen? Two ways. One is we get our mind renewed to the Word of God. Then our mind gets in agreement with our spirit. And it flows. The other way, if you're a brand new believer, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. He'll clothe you with the Spirit, just like He came upon Gideon. As you begin to reach out, to pray, to help people who need the power of God, and you don't have any idea how it works yet, every one of you can pray for the sick. Those that received salvation last night, today you can pray for the sick and they will be healed. I'll tell you how it happens. As you begin to reach out, the Spirit of God knows He can't get out this way because your mind's not fully renewed yet. So what He does is He comes upon you. Spirit of God comes upon you. All you have to do is reach out. All you have to do is to go to someone hurting. All you have to do is to say, Lord, here I am. I go for you. There's much I do not know yet, but this I know. I am your son. I am your daughter. There's much I do not know yet, but this I know. You are living in me. And there's a sick one in front of me. And there's someone bound with demons in front of me. And greater are you living within me than those that are with those poor ones. So I reach out my hand. As I reach out my hand, you reach out your hand. He comes upon you. Look at this scripture. Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1. Hallelujah. I hope you understand what I'm saying, because your life will never be the same after this meeting. Look at this. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Jesus speaking, talking to his followers before he goes back to heaven. Go ahead, read that.
Lakini mtapokea nguvu
akiisha kuajiria juu yenu Roho Mtakatifu, nanyi mtakuwa mashahidi wangu katika Yerusalemu na katika Uyahudi wote na Samaria na hata mwisho wa nchi.
Jesus said,
Yesu anasema,
but you,
kama wewe,
but you,
wewe,
but you,
wewe,
shall receive power.
Utapokea nguvu.
You know what that word power means?
Unajua hiyo neno nguvu inamaanisha nini?
It's the word for dynamite.
Kama ni neno ambalo linamaanisha dynamite.
Do you know what dynamite is?
Nafahamu maana hiyo neno dynamite?
You know what dynamite is?
Je, nafahamu?
A stick of dynamite, you light it.
Kama ni sawa na baruti fulani ambayo inakuwa ikiwasha ile baruti inaweza kwenda mbali na kulipuka kwa moto mkubwa.
You shall receive.
Utapokea.
He didn't say you might receive.
Hakusema labda.
He said you shall receive.
Lakini akasema
the greatest power known to mankind.
Nguvu hii ya kutoka kwa Roho.
You shall receive.
Utapokea.
This power.
Hii nguvu.
When?
Lini?
When the Holy Spirit comes upon you. He comes upon you. Even when you don't even know the scriptures. He comes upon you. You shall receive power. When the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be.
Na utakuwa
witnesses to me.
Mashahidi wangu.
Are we not told?
Je, hatuambiwa?
The great commission is to go and be a witness to Jesus.
Na agizo kuu ni kwenda na kuwa shahidi.
Yes. Yes.
Je, ndio hivyo?
Is that what we're told?
Je, ndio hivyo tuliambiwa?
We are to go to be witnesses to Jesus.
Kwamba twende kwa watu kwa mashahidi wa Yesu.
Let me tell you what this means.
Ngoja nikwambie inamaanisha nini.
That word witness,
neno kwa shahidi,
it's a legal word.
Ni neno la sheria.
It means if you're in a courtroom,
kama uko mahakamani,
and someone is on trial,
na kama mtu mmoja anataka kufungwa pale kwa
nini, witnesses need to come.
Kwamba ule ushahidi ambao utautoa,
to give evidence to the person that's on trial.
Ili kuweza kuweka ushahidi kwa
now,
kila ambacho umefanya kosa lile.
You cannot be a witness.
Hauwezi kuwa shahidi.
Unless you can bring proof.
Paka uweze kuleta ushahidi.
That what this person is saying is true.
Kwamba hiki ambacho mtu huyo anasema ni kweli.
To go into a courtroom and be a witness.
Kwenda mahakamani na kutoa ushahidi.
You must bring evidence.
Ni lazima uwe na ushahidi.
To prove.
Kuamini.
Without a shadow of a doubt.
Kwamba kuondoa namna yote ya hofu.
That what this person is saying that's on trial.
Kwamba hiki ambacho mtu huyu anasema ndivyo kilivyo.
Is true.
Ni kweli.
Jesus is saying.
Yesu anasema.
There's a world out here.
Ulimwengu wote.
That does not know him.
Haumtambui.
That does not understand him.
Haumuelewi.
Has not known the truth.
Haujui kweli.
And we just don't go out and tell them, oh, you need to receive Jesus.
Na hatuendi na kuambia kwamba unahitaji kupokea.
Oh, you need to be born again.
Unahitaji kuwa Mkristo.
He's saying, no! I'm giving you something great.
Kwamba nakupa kitu kikubwa.
If you will go.
Kama unataka.
To be a witness to me.
Kwamba awe shahidi wako.
I will give you.
Nitakupa.
Powerful proof
kwamba nguvu ya kwenda
to show the people that my word is true.
Kwamba ni kweli.
Here's what will happen.
Na hii ndio itatokea.
Jesus said if you go.
Na Yesu alisema utakapokwenda.
To be a witness.
Kuwa shahidi wangu.
To who I am.
Kwamba mimi ni nani.
Something is going to happen to you.
Kitu fulani kitatokea kwako.
When you go to the person and you open your mouth and you begin to reach out, my spirit, the spirit of the living God, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, he will come upon you. If you don't believe that, you won't see it. people say, I don't see that kind of power through me. That's because you haven't believed the word of God. He's telling us, every one of you that is born again, the Spirit of God will come upon you with dynamite power to show people the real Jesus. How does that happen? How does it happen? Signs, wonders, miracles will happen through your hands because the Spirit of God comes upon you. You don't earn it. You don't deserve it. It's a gift. He is a gift. He says, you just need to go. But we don't think we can do that. So there's a Muslim out in the street, and you see the Muslim doing this. You go up to them. Excuse me. I have something that will help you. I brought something with me that will help make you well. Really? What do you have? I brought Jesus. Now the Muslim's going to think, oh, you got your religion. I got my religion. I say, I don't have religion. I don't come to bring you religion. I have life. What you need is life. If you will let me pray for you, I will show you the real Jesus. Just let me touch you. Okay. As you reach out your hand, the Spirit of God comes on you as you reach out with you. It comes upon you. And when you touch the person, life is released. And that Muslim, what was that? What happened to me? You were just a witness to Jesus. You brought the evidence. You brought the proof that what that person needed to see. What did you do? You believed the word. The Spirit of God, he's not going to come upon you before you go. If you're going to sit at home and pray, oh God, send someone, God's going to say, what about you? Can I send you? Or do you think I won't be with you? Oh, no. If you're born again, he's with you. He's in you. One of the greatest thrills as a young believer for me. Jesus said that I could do what he did. So I started looking for sick people. I knew very little of the Bible in the beginning. I had just started to read it. But I knew. Jesus said I could do what he did. So I started looking for people. And I didn't know very much of the Bible. And I said, excuse me. Do you need some help?
unahitaji msaada?
Ndio.
Eh?
Eh? You need some help.
Unahitaji msaada?
Ndio.
Is there a yes?
Yes.
Oh, do you know whatever that person needs?
Kwa unajua chochote ambacho huyo mtu atahitaji?
The Spirit of God. He's got the way to meet the need.
Anayo namna ya kumfikishia yale mahitaji yake ambayo anahitaji.
Amina.
Amen.
Yeah. And he's waiting for you to go.
Kwa hiyo anakusubiri wewe uende.
Now, I was a person.
Kwa hiyo nilikuwa tu mtu.
I didn't like talking around people.
Sikuwa napenda kuzungumza.
When I first went to Bible studies.
Mara kwanza nilienda katika
I told the teacher.
Nikamwambia yule mwalimu.
Don't you call on me.
Usiniite mimi kwenye kusaidia.
Don't you ask me to talk. If you ask me to talk, I'm going to go. I'm going to leave. I don't want to say anything. I told them that. And when I found out that God wanted me to go, I said, oh, I can't do this. And the Holy Spirit said, you're right. You cannot do this in your own strength, but I can do it, and I'll do it through you. I will come upon you, and you will see signs, wonders, and miracles, and you will be a witness to Jesus everywhere you go with great power. I said, okay, if it's going to be you, I will go. But I can't do it without you. He said, read the word, son. You will never have to be without me again. He said, and he's saying to you, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will never leave you on your own. I will never leave you to just try to make things happen without me. I will never do that to you. I am with you. And the moment I am needed, I will come upon you. The moment I am needed, I will come upon you. It's God's promise to you. It's His word. Jesus said, He will be, you will be a witness to Him. When the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Hallelujah. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Huh? Do you know how I got here? Do you know how I got here? I've never been to Bible college. I've only been to Holy Ghost school. All of you are enrolled in the Holy Ghost school. Let Him teach you. How does He teach you? You go. You go. A release of the revelation of Jesus Christ, the lover of your soul. His love pouring forth in your heart right now. His calling on you is great. It is powerful. No man can stop you. Mighty one. You are a mighty one. The angels are waiting to see. Hallelujah. 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 Think about it. Think about it. There are angels around you every day. And they're watching you. And they're thinking, will she pray today? Will she speak to someone today? Will she bless someone today? They're waiting. They're waiting. They are ministers of fire. They come on your behalf.
wanakuja kwa niaba yako.
So when you reach out, when you speak,
unapozungumza,
they release the word.
Yeah, wanaachilia.
But they're waiting for you.
Wanakusubiri wewe.
If we do nothing, and we stand back, and we watch hurting people around us, and the Spirit of God will not be coming upon you. He comes for the purpose of bearing witness to Jesus. Is that good news? Is it good news? Today! 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 Our God is not a God of the future. He's our God right now. Right now. Right here. In this place. He's your present help right now. He's your power right now. He's everything you need right now. He's here in you right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. There's no waiting in the kingdom. You bring the kingdom with you everywhere you go. You don't have to say, oh, I've got to go fast, and I got to pray for 2 weeks before I can pray for this person. God's ready. Right now. Right now. Oh. I'll be here. I was in South America. Very early on, I had just started going out. And there was all these people that were coming for prayer. And they spoke Portuguese. I didn't know Portuguese. And I had an interpreter. And all these people were all around. And there's a man standing in front of me. Many people. But this man's looking me right in the face. Waiting for me to pray. So I said to the interpreter, what's wrong with him? And I thought that the interpreter said, there's something wrong with his shoulder. His right shoulder. So I started praying. Why command this pain to come out of his shoulder right now? Pain, you're gonna go, you're gonna go. You can't stay inside of him. Pain. Now the veins in my neck were bulging out. I'm praying so hard. I didn't know. I just simply need to speak a word. I didn't know that. And I'm praying. And then the man, remember, I'm praying for his right shoulder. This is what the man does. What is he doing? I'm praying for his shoulder. This shoulder. He's doing this. So I said to the interpreter, what's happening? Interpreter said to me, didn't you see the man come up?
I
said, no, I didn't. So many people. He said he came up like this. He had a stroke on the left side of his body. The whole left side of his body was paralyzed. How was I praying? I'm praying for the wrong body part. He's got a problem over here. And I'm praying over here. What happened? God healed him. Was I praying right? I was not praying right. Listen, God just needs your hands. He just needs your feet to take him to people that are hurting. You could be praying totally wrong. But God is so great. His love is so great. He cares for people so much more. He just needs your hand. You say, but I don't know how to pray. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. What happened to me? I'm praying wrong. The Spirit of God came upon me. And he flowed right through me into the man. And he touched the part that needed it. God knows what people need. And he will go right to the need. What do we do? We go. I don't know how to pray. I don't know if I'm praying right. But this I know. God's living in me. Jesus Christ is living in me. Do you know that? He's living in you. He is living in you. There is no lack. Not for him. Just as it is in heaven, when you reach your hand out, when you trust him, I say all the time, I can't do this without you, Lord. But I'm so grateful, because I'll never be without you again. Understand, all you do is bring yourself. Thank the Holy Spirit. Say, thank you, Holy Spirit, for allowing me to be a witness to Jesus, for releasing through me the power that will change this life. That's all you have to believe. Believe the Word of God. Amen. I'm giving you good news. I'm giving you very good news. Do you believe? Huh? Do you know? The Apostle Paul wrote to the Corinthian church. Now, how many of you would agree that the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit, are a great thing to have, right? Right? Traditionally, we think that the highest achievement for a believer is to operate in the gifts of the Spirit. Isn't that what we think? Okay, for those believers who get spiritual, the gifts of the Spirit will operate, right? Isn't that what we think? It's not true. It's not true. The gifts of the Holy Spirit are the Holy Spirit. It's Him. It's Him. He writes to the Corinthians. You can read it on your own time, the first chapter. He tells them this: I can't speak to you like you're spiritual. He says, you are still babies. You're having fights, you're having arguments. You're doing all kinds of things that are not good. I have to speak to you like babies. The only church that's told about the gifts of the Spirit is the one church that was the worst off. The one church that were filled with babies, baby Christians. He says, I'm going to tell you about the gifts of the Spirit. Why? Because until we're spiritual, what does it mean to be spiritual? We can be a worldly believer or a spiritual believer. A spiritual believer is one who lives by what the Word of God says. Not by what we feel. Not by what we think. We live by the Word. A worldly believer, one who says, I don't think I can pray. My life is a mess. I can't do anything. So I'm not even going to try. There is both. And he tells us the Holy Spirit has gifts for baby Christians. Gifts. That means they're free. That means all that the Holy Spirit has to give, he freely gives to you. But you're not. He freely gives. 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 What do you have to do? Be in a place where there is a need for his gift. If we don't pray with people, if we don't go out to the streets, there's not going to be a need for his gift. But if you will go, if you will tell people, let me pray, then he will come upon you with whatever gift is needed. You can read it in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, all the gifts of the Spirit. Let me just tell you about a couple of them.
Okay.
All right. So I'm at a pastor's conference. I'm in Sierra Leone at a pastor's conference. And I'm teaching them. And in the afternoon, we're going out to the villages and doing crusades. So we go to a Muslim village. All Muslims. And we start doing praise music. Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! We're dancing! We're dancing! We're happy! Praise the Lord! And the Muslims, they're watching us. Then we stop praising. They give me the microphone. And I say, we come to show you Jesus. And all the Muslims do this. They all move back. And I only said a few words because they don't want to listen to us talk. The Muslims want to see what you got. Now, this is what came out of my mouth. I got, there was 8 people on our team. They're all standing behind me. And this comes out of my mouth. Hey!
Hey!
Bring all your blind people. Bring all your deaf people. Bring all your crippled people. Bring all those who are on cots, laying out there on cots and cannot walk. Bring them. Bring those who are dying. Bring them here. Now watch what comes out of my mouth next. And if every one of them is not healed, set free in the name of Jesus, then you can stone us and kill us. Now the team heard me say that, and they're going, Tony has lost his mind. He lost his mind. He told them that if everybody isn't healed, they can kill us. Oh no. So I'm standing out here. The whole team's back there. I said, bring them. first one they bring. Totally blind, they bring him.
Now
watch. Put my hand in eyes. I said, in Jesus' name. I can see! Here comes more Muslims. Now the team comes and joins me. Every single person got healed. Why? We went to be a witness to Jesus. I don't care if it's one person or 50 people. If you go to be a witness to Jesus, the Spirit of God will come upon you. The next morning, we went back to the pastor's conference. And I said, did you see what happened there? I bet you are thinking, oh, this Tony, he has such great faith. He has amazing faith. Is that what you are thinking? He said, yes. I said, wrong. That was not my measure of faith. The Holy Spirit came upon me with the gift of faith. I would never say that. I would never tell them to kill us. If every single person wasn't healed, I'd tell them to kill us. They're Muslims. They would love to kill us. They started picking up rocks. They were ready to kill us. I would never say that. With my own measure of faith, the Spirit of God came upon me with His gift of faith. And I said what I would not normally say. And that was the gift of faith come upon me. That never would have happened if I didn't go. If I didn't go to dark places. If I didn't say, here I am, Lord. He saw the need. He knew that with my own faith, that wasn't going to happen. So he came upon me with the gift of faith. He'll do the same for you. He will do the same for you. Do you believe that? Yes? Yes? We have a believer! Do you believe that? Hey, another believer! Hallelujah!
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 Wow. Now you have seen us operate in what's called the gift of the word of knowledge. You see us announce some things, some conditions in people. Remember when I started with somebody's got a problem right there? Remember that? That was a word of knowledge. That's a gift of the Holy Spirit. How does that happen? Let me ask you a question. How many of you, you're going through the day, all of a sudden, you get a little pain?
Like,
bing! And it goes away. And it goes away. How many of that happens to you? And you may ask, what was that? You get these little pains that come during the day, and they go away. Do you know what that is? It's the Holy Spirit giving you a word of knowledge. He's telling you, the person standing in front of you,
kwamba mtu anasimama mbele yako,
or someone you're going to see during the day,
kwamba kuna mtu utakutana naye katika,
will have a problem,
atakuwa na tatizo
right there, or right there, or wherever you felt that. Understand, his gifts come to us who are not very sensitive. Sometimes I go through a whole day not sensitive to the Holy Spirit, because I work very hard in construction and my mind gets caught up on the construction work. So he comes with a gift. Oh, excuse me. Do you have a problem right there? Oh. And they look at me like, how did you know that? And I say, God told me. God told you? God talks to you? Nobody knew I had that problem. You must hear from God. Are you a psychic? No, I'm not a psychic. I am a Christian. Christians hear from God. There's many other ways that he can give you words of knowledge. I'm just trying to encourage you today that all that you need will come through the Holy Spirit if you just go, if you're just willing. And you don't have any idea how to pray for the person. You put your hand there. I guarantee you something's going to happen. The Spirit of God will come upon you. And you may speak words, prophetic words. And you amaze yourself, like, my God, what's coming out of my mouth? But if we don't go, we don't see it. And he's done that for every one of us. Is that good news? The gospel is good news. It's good news. Can somebody get excited? Can somebody get excited? This is good news. It's good news. It's good news. Hallelujah. 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 The Bible says, even when we are not faithful, do not worry. God will be faithful. God will be faithful to come upon you, to move through you, to bless lives. It's His faithfulness. Don't you be concerned. He will show Himself strong. He will show Himself to be faithful. He will demonstrate through you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Okay, so I'm going to ask, you guys have a word of knowledge you want to give?